Good morning.
Happy Tuesday.
It is.
Yeah, well, it's like my second Tuesday. I thought yesterday was Tuesday. It is not.
I apologize.
It was not. You should.
January 8th, we are 1 month away from your birthday.
You remembered, or I just set it off air.
I think I eventually would have remembered.
No, you would not.
More importantly, today is actual people's birthdays.
I know.
Our dear friend Jason from Square Root.
Jason, happy birthday, Jason.
Maggie.
Happy birthday, Maggie.
Love her.
Mm-hmm.
Scraggles. Elvis Presley?
He.
David Bowie?
It is not his birthday.
It is. He's 66 years old today.
No way.
Google it.
Why do you know it's David Bowie's birthday?
No. 66th birthday.
Google.
Please Google and prove me right. And ladies and gentlemen, I have nothing in front of me. I just really creepily know this because I have too many friends who have birthdays on this day, so I know everyone's birthday today. I'm sorry.
It's his 66th birthday.
Woo! It sure is!
Oh, no.
Static.
This is Matthew from Albuquerque.
Good morning, Matthew from Albuquerque.
How's it going?
Did you know it was David's birthday today?
It's David's birthday today. Did you know that?
Never knew that.
Yeah, David.
And now you know. It's David's birthday on January 8th every year.
King David.
Oh.
Today's his birthday.
Oh, I've 66 never knew that. That's
years
amazing.
Old.
He's only 66.
He's very young for being in the Old Testament.
Yep. Exactly.
Mm.
Oh, I get it, guys. That presentation yesterday in my dad's office went extremely well.
Good. Very happy to hear that.
Everything was good. I got a jacket and a couple of hats, you know, that good stuff.
Did you throw candy out to them?
No, I gave them some light bulbs, which I had to walk around. I can't throw those because if they break, they have mercury in them.
Oh, got to be careful.
Right.
For sure.
Yeah, they do. They're very, very
You're talking, of course, you're talking about your science project and light bulbs and their efficiency.
Yep. And I overheard you saying you guys start coming on there that a month from today, isn't it, your birthday?
Yes.
February 8th.
February 8th, so that's going to be nice.
It will be. Every year on February 8th, it's a nice day. I'm really excited for it.
It's amazing how our birthdays always turns out to be a nice day, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And the next day, it's always, you know, usually rain or something.
Oh, we're talking about weather. Yeah. Yeah, it's okay if it rains. I'm okay with that.
You okay if it rains? Well, up here in that mile, like, I need it up here bad. It's all dry. All dry up
for
here.
For the crops.
Yep.
Need for the crops.
Yeah.
All right, man, can we play for you?
This morning, guys, let's see. Guns for Hands by 21 Pilots. I want to dedicate that out to my dad's co-worker, Speedy.
Their new record came out today. They're full length.
Taylor Pilots, a new record?
Yes. Go look it up.
Yep. There you go.
Ooh, I will. Thank you, guys.
You're welcome.
Have a nice day. Bye.
All right, bye. Matthew from Albuquerque, everybody.
No matter how hard we try, he will always begin and end the conversation.
He really will.
It's okay.
So, good news, David Bowie fans. As you Googled that, did you read that he released a new single today and he announced a new album today
and
on his birthday?
Also, New Music Tuesday. So maybe we could just play that.
We are not playing David Bowie.
Why not?
For New Music Tuesday.
I feel like it really fit with the static feel.
Oh, man.
Can you imagine?
I want to listen to it and see if we're going to play it. We have a stellar New Music Tuesday.
That we do.
I even got a local submission last eve.
So did I.
Need to go, I'm going to go download. Yeah.
Okay.
I'm going to go download it so we can play that one today because we got that last night. I'd really like to hear that one.
Okay.
Local artist from Albuquerque sent in a song.
Well, I guess we will.
Yeah, we'll do that coming up in the 8 o'clock hour for the last time.
Well, when?
Last time.
Okay.
8 o'clock hour.
Okay.
Because then we're going to move New Music Tuesday to the 7 o'clock hour. Yeah.
Just kidding. I knew about that. It just took me a while to remember.
Right.
Okay.
It's early.
I remember now.
You
it's
okay?
Cool. Yep. That's fine.
All right.
We planned this.
We did.
Okay.
All right. Sweet. Right now, we've got a request from Matthew.
Some 21 Pilots.
Yeah. Guns for Hands.
Steve-O and Mitch.
You know, what ups.
Static Radio.
Freaks! I heard the voices, too.
Insane.
Whoa!
And now, Steve-O and Mitch.
I am so angry at you right now.
Why would you be mad at me?
Because I gave you credit for something that you didn't actually know.
I knew it was David Bowie's birthday.
You did not know how old he was.
I said how old he was, and you Googled it, and I was right.
Yeah, turns out you got the same piece of paper I got, and it had his age on it. Oh, look, David Bowie's 66. Oh, this so you read that?
But I can't trust this piece of paper. Today is Elvis Presley's birthday.
Oh, so I can trust Google?
Yes, you can.
No.
You can trust Google. This birthday came from the interwebs, and Elvis isn't even on it.
Okay.
So how can you trust that for giving you birthday knowledge when they're not even talking about one of the best birthdays, you know?
Here's the deal.
That's not Elvis.
You know. You already know about Elvis. You're kind of already a fan of Elvis.
Mm-hmm.
I don't expect...
Stephen Hawking's birthday is today, too. Oh, Stephen Hawking.
That is also on the paper.
Yeah.
So...
He's 71.
Wow. Never mind. I can't say what I wanted to say.
Good morning. Happy Tuesday, everybody.
Hey.
A new TV show is premiering tonight, and have we run out of ideas for TV? It's called The Joe Schmo Show. Have you heard of this?
No, and I'm afraid.
Okay, it's a new series that features a real guy who believes he's on an over-the-top reality show looking for America's next bounty hunter and the chance to win $100,000.
So only one of them?
Except what he doesn't know is the entire show is fake.
Oh,
like, the entire show. It's going to be like The Truman Show.
That sucks.
Does that mean? Do we like television where we just get to make fun of others and be cruel and
we do
laugh at like human beings and then say it's okay because it's reality TV?
Yeah, I think so. I don't know. Duck Dynasty is kind of awesome, and I'm not laughing or making fun of them.
I think they're hilarious.
I think they're laughing with us.
Chrissy sent me a YouTube video yesterday. I haven't watched it yet, but she actually found a video of Phil, the dad, preaching. So
aww.
I'm gonna watch it. Yeah. Static.
Hey, you know you're talking about the Joe Schmo Show. That's not very new.
It isn't?
No, they did that a few years ago, and it was hilarious.
So this is like they're like bringing this back?
Yeah, they're bringing it back, and it is quite funny because the joke's on the guy, and he doesn't know it, but everybody else does, and it is... The results are pretty darn funny, I'll tell you that.
I feel like I'd be really, really angry.
Is it a different guy every episode?
No, it's the same guy throughout the entire series.
That sucks.
That's awful.
Yeah, so at the end, the really cool thing about this guy was he was really, really a good guy. So at the end, his mind was blown, but he wasn't too angry. He was just really in shock.
he was a really good guy, so in the end, he didn't kill anybody.
Right.
Did they give him any prizes for being such
a
good sport?
They gave him every prize.
Oh.
You know how most of those reality shows have a prize at the end of every show?
You gave him
he got effort. Every one of them.
Dude.
Wow.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah, it's a good show.
Okay.
You watch it knowing this guy is just going to be...
Humiliated,
but happy at the end.
Yeah.
You
hope.
Yeah.
Right on, man. Thanks for the call.
Thank you.
Uh-huh.
All right.
I'll watch it.
That was your pops at first.
Me too.
I was like, oh, no.
He actually texted me. And he was wondering, he's like, since he's such a big David Bowie fan, why did he change what was his real name and why did he change it? It's David Jones. Apparently he changed it because of David Jones of the Monkees.
Nice. David Jones. Hey, we're the Monkees. People say Monkey around. You don't know the Monkees?
I do. No. I've heard of the band. I'm sure I've heard a few songs.
I can't tell you. He has a squid face, and he's got a locker. Obviously, they made a movie about his life.
Obviously.
Gosh.
Pirates of the Caribbean.
You don't know nothing about nothing.
That means I know something about something.
Yep, this is true. That's like a triple.
Oh, wait. Negative. Nothing about nothing, because it's... You don't know.
You know something about nothing.
You don't know nothing. So that means I know something about nothing. Yeah. I know something about nothing.
You know something about nothing. That means nothing.
Math, bro. Math.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Two negatives make a positive, and then another negative.
What kind of math is helpful for insects?
What kind of math?
Mathematics.
Oh, ding. Ah, wrong day.
Sorry.
Wrong day.
On Joke Friday. My son told me that yesterday, and I couldn't wait.
Why would you do that to me?
I'm sorry.
I'm so upset.
New Music Tuesday. That's right. Okay, I'll get it right. We got a lot of great music to premiere coming up in a little over an hour.
Yep.
Jonesetta, Steve-O-N, Mitch.
In the morning.
Static. We took your body.
That was hilarious, man.
Dude, my kids were calling me that all night last night. I'm like, I don't know if that's okay.
Hey, well, Daddy said it. Why wouldn't it be okay?
Of course.
Exactly.
Hey, man, I just got a real quick request. Can you play? I know it's new music, but can you play an old music?
Yeah.
I want to hear that, come on, Bell Epic, that one until
yes,
the end.
Yes, dude, we will absolutely play that one.
All right, man, I love you guys.
Love you too, Pooh Boy.
Later.
Later. Among Savages, Cold Wind, Static Radio. Good morning.
Happy Tuesday.
Yeah, it's here.
Sound so upset about that. January 8th,
mm-hmm.
another thing about today.
I'm excited because it's New Music Tuesday. We haven't had it in a few weeks. And we got a bunch of brand new music yesterday, actually.
Yes.
Oh, man.
To premiere, debut on Static Radio.
Yeah, so we will definitely get to that coming up. I'm really, really excited about the music. We got a bunch of local artists as well. We got to catch up. So we'll be doing that coming up in the 8 o'clock hour.
I'm pretty stoked.
I am, too. I need to pick me up today.
Do you?
I'm in a sad mood.
Why?
I'm in a very sad mood.
Oh, no.
Last night was the national championship, and I had texted you last night because I was watching the game, and I was trying to think of things like, we need to talk about this tomorrow. We need to make sure we do this tomorrow. Hey, we need to... but apparently I was being crabby last night in my texts.
Yeah.
I was being short.
Yeah.
I was being... Bleh,
yes.
I guess. Because he called
me...
As
a cat.
You had probably the wittiest nickname of all time last night, though.
Really?
Jerkaset?
Yeah.
Was amazing.
Thanks.
I've been in some pain.
Yes.
And so I was prescribed a narcotic.
A narcotic that you have to be very careful with.
Yeah. And so apparently I've been like crabby and short with people. So says you.
Yeah.
So say my wives.
See?
Yeah.
See?
The work wife and the real wife who are like, hey, bro. Why you gotta be a jerk right
What's
now?
What's going on?
Yeah.
I'll fight you.
Yeah. So it was partially probably due to that, but then partially because I was watching the national championship game last night where Notre Dame was playing Alabama. I take that back. Alabama was playing just fine. I don't know what Notre Dame was doing.
So you're going for Notre Dame?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I know people who are going for Alabama.
Yeah, me too. And I was angry because a really good friend of mine was wearing a Bama hat last night.
Mm-hmm.
But I distinctly remember when he used to work here a decade ago and we had our Notre Dame hats. Yeah, never mind. I'm not going to call him out, Chris Chicago. Jerk face! So he was going for the Tide. Ugh, dude. So Notre Dame did score.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Once?
Yeah, which made it 35-7. So, yeah. So they finally scored.
Once.
After 35 points from Alabama. They scored
twice. Why would they even try after that? Twice.
They scored 14 points.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Final score, 42-14.
You know what?
It wasn't even close.
I would just quit.
Ugh. But
what is the down when they put, is that what it's called, like when they put their knee down, they're like, I quit.
Oh,
I
yeah,
quit.
Yeah.
I would have just done that halfway through. Whatever.
Yeah, you can't do that.
It's over.
You can't quit. You can't give up.
See, that's why I'm not
the funny
in
thing. The cool thing is, I should say, not the funny thing. It was 35-0 and I'm like, I'm done. And I was trying to turn it off and Jack, my 9-year-old, was like, Dad.
Activity I-40 East at Eubank exit 165, as well as the road is closed due to construction on Gonzales at 63rd Street, and that's your look at traffic.
Traffic brought to you by Solomon's Porch, 4001 Osuna Road Northeast on the Calvert campus. Phone number is 505-338-3669. That's 505-338-3669.
My tummy box is really empty.
Right? Mm-hmm. Does that mean I'm supposed to call?
Yes.
I mean I'm supposed to order breakfast.
Yes.
We do this every weekday.
Every day.
They are good people there at Solomon's Porch.
They love us.
And do they?
Yeah.
Have they ever said that?
No, but I can feel it. They don't have to say it.
Let's see. Let's find out.
It's like that one extreme song. Do you remember that song?
Solomon's Porch.
Hey.
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 Hi.
I love you.
Okay.
See?
Say it back.
All right, I'm just kidding. I love you guys.
Thank you. See, you guys. It wasn't just you specifically. It was you guys.
Yeah, it's both of you.
Thank you. We love you too.
What's going on, y'all?
You know. Nothing. My tummy box is empty. Feeling a little tired.
Wow. Okay. She's full of complaints this morning, so I don't know how her tummy box is empty. She's full of something.
She's kind of mad.
Yeah. Yeah. So, can I get a Cuban Campana thingy?
Yeah, that's like your new one, isn't it?
That's my jam.
That's a jam.
Yeah.
And can I get the same thing and a Stever?
Yes, ma'am.
Wow. So picky.
What?
Not really. All right.
All right, y'all. We'll see you in a bit.
Okay, cool.
All right, bye.
Solomon's Porch, 4001 Osuna Road Northeast on the Calvary campus. That's right here on this here campus that we are on.
It's true.
If you've never been here, it's 4001 Osuna Road Northeast. Come visit.
Say hi.
Get some
You're playing
some
the wrong music. But it's okay. It's okay. I'm not judging you.
This is the Sopo theme song.
Because by now you're usually playing Cheers.
I can play whatever I want.
You can.
I'm a little out of it today. I apologize.
You are the person who is in the lead.
Wait, what?
You're in the lead.
I'm the driver.
You're the driver.
You're my co-pilot.
Yes.
Except
so you
I don't know about
that. You can play whatever song you want.
Because I feel like the co-pilot actually does a lot. You know what I mean? Like in planes. Because they're both in front of like the crazy
in
wheel
planes,
thingy.
In planes, however, we are
they're
not.
They're all pressing buttons.
On a plane.
So you're not my co-pilot because you don't do anything.
Steve-O and Mitch in the morning, static radio. That was me saying, get off air. I'm going to punch you.
That's what you do.
Aww.
You contribute. You just don't physically do anything. You type on Facebook.
I do.
You do.
And
things.
Guess what? I type a lot faster than you.
Yeah.
You have like your pointer fingers that you don't type with those.
I can't.
So you type.
Because I'm constantly, everyone's a Lobo. I can only use these fingers because I constantly have to keep the Lobo, you know.
So you can always be a Lobo?
Yes.
No.
No, that's not why.
No, just because you can't type.
But I really
type.
Do, for some
yeah, I
reason.
I know, you can't type.
My pointer fingers, they work for the G and the H.
Yeah, whenever I see you typing, I just want to push you out of the way because I know I could type a lot faster.
Sorry, maybe that'll be a goal for 2013, learn to type fast.
You're not going to.
No. Static.
Bro, you're dunking on your co-host. Need I remind you, when you were gone, this chick ran the show by herself.
Oh, snap.
Thank you, sir.
For real,
thank
man. You.
Dude,
come on.
Look at that. Huh?
There we go. Taylor.
It's 2013.
Y'all are blood brothers, man.
We are equals.
Dunking on her. That's not fair, man. She's got your back.
This is true.
That's what I'm saying.
Hey.
She does.
She does.
She does.
I got your back.
She tries so hard. She's just like, Star Wars, I don't know, but I'm going to go with it. Like, she's always there for you, man.
Yeah. But what have you done for me lately? I mean, really.
Whoa!
I mean, whoa!
What have you done for her lately? What have you done for her
right.
lately?
What? This is actually a girl singing to a guy. What have you done for me lately?
This is true.
Oh, there it is.
This
whoop,
is true.
Whoop. There it is. Right there.
Thank you for the reminder.
Thank you. And I'll have you know that having other people run Facebook was very difficult while you were gone.
Hey.
No, I don't want to hear this, okay? Because having other people run Facebook, like I wanted them to run Facebook, did not happen because I couldn't be like, oh, hey, we're on air right now, but could you do this and this and this? And then it would ruin everything. I couldn't do that. So I had to let them run Facebook. However, they saw fit, and I couldn't say anything about it, okay?
Mm-hmm. Are you done?
How can I help you?
Okay.
Be a better co-host. How can I be a better co-host for you? How can I do this? No. I really want to know. How can I be a better co-host?
I'm sorry.
For
I'm
you?
Selfish sometimes.
How can
I don't think about your feelings and I just say things and I'm so mean and blah blah blah. I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. I don't know what I would do without you.
You followed up your sorry with blah, 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 blah.
I just couldn't think of other words. I was the spirit. I was like... I'm sorry!
Did you just say you were speaking in tongues? That was the spirit. Blah, 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 blah. Did you really just say you're speaking in tongues?
Can I go now? I don't feel well. I'm on medication.
You are not on medication.
This isn't working out for me.
You are not on medication.
I'm just going to go. I'm just going to go bye. Bye, bye. Bye. Bye, bye. I'll just go. You don't need me today, do you?
Nope.
Okay, good.
Apparently I don't.
Obviously, as the last caller said, you ran this all by yourself.
I did.
So you don't need me. Except we got New Music Tuesday coming up
at 8,
and I
that.
Really don't want to miss that. Yeah.
Okay.
Can I stay?
Yeah, I guess.
Okay. Do you forgive me?
No.
Why?
Just because
love
you
keeps
can stay.
No record of wrongdoing,
oh,
bro.
Okay.
Love keeps no record of wrong. You've already forgotten it, right? Right?
No, I distinctly remember everything you just said.
I feel so bad for Kelly.
Mm.
Man, you just harbor bitterness and hold on to things for so long. It's been at least 3 minutes.
Oh,
no?
My gosh.
That's not how it works?
That's not how that works.
All right.
Just saying.
Should. Go read Corinthians. Go read 1 Corinthians 13.
Why don't you go
come
read
back to me.
Blah, blah, blah. It's not tongues, okay? How dare you?
I'm sorry. I love you so much, bro. You complete the show. Couldn't do it without you.
I know.
Okay, good. As long as we're clear. Got some social D coming up and some you two and hopefully my co-host.
Maybe. We'll see.
Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static.
Ladies and gentlemen, I give you Steve-O and Mitch.
Ah! You're a complainer. You're a super complainer. What hurt?
Good morning. Happy Tuesday. I could feel it in my eardrum.
I think you're just extra sensitive.
I think I am.
Today.
I think I am. Good morning.
Good morning.
Happy
Tuesday.
There you go.
It's not Wednesday.
New Music Tuesday coming up, and JD had a suggestion for New Music Tuesday.
You know,
already got it, bro.
Do you know what I said? I said, hey, I hate to sound so hipster, but we already have it.
Yeah, already got it. Yeah. Pretty sure Aaron sent it to us directly.
Yeah, something like that. So, whatever.
Yep.
This will be your one free hipster get out of the coffee shop that everyone already knows about for the past 6 weeks card.
Yes, dude. We've got a lot of great new music coming up for New Music Tuesday. In fact, we've got a band that I've known about for years that is finally putting a record out that I heard years ago before anybody else. That's actually kind of true because my buddy Joey, different Joey, has been working on a record for some time and has had music but hasn't wanted to put it out because he didn't want it to coincide with releases of his normal band. So finally he made it available to people. And we talked and said, hey, can I play this, please?
And we are.
Yes, we are. So we've got a lot of new music this morning.
Excited.
Pretty much going to be the best New Music Tuesday ever, except, I don't know, up to you to decide. I mean, you know.
You're biased. You created this New Music Tuesday.
I had to.
And I'm pretty sure next week you're going to say, this is going to be the best New Music Tuesday ever.
Yeah.
Actually, no, you're going to say this. It's going to be the next best New Music Tuesday ever.
If you don't know what New Music Tuesday is.
Tuesday.
Every single week, we like to premiere brand new stuff, including local artists. We have three local tracks today. Three.
Yes.
So if you'd like to submit your local stuff, you can send it, and it goes straight to you and I now.
It's true.
Actually.
Mm-hmm.
So you can submit it at the locals rules section at mystaticradio.com. Yes, we take MP3s there. Just got to give us a little bio about your band and send us an MP3. And I promise,
sometimes,
no matter what.
Sometimes we'll listen to it beforehand.
We'll
sometimes we won't, but we'll play it regardless.
We'll play it. I've listened to one of the three that we're going to play. The other two, I was like, man.
All the way through? You listened to it all the way through?
No, I didn't do that.
Okay. You heard the beginning and then waited for the book.
Perfect. So we got some new music for you today that we will get to. That's coming up in the 8 o'clock hour. Yesterday, I was watching the national championship game, watching Notre Dame get absolutely throttled.
I'm so sorry for your loss.
It's okay.
I'm so sorry.
Ugh. It was frustrating, dude. I had to walk away. Because I was yelling.
What do they call you?
Oh,
what
so
do they call
angry.
You? The
armchair quarterback.
There you go.
But I wasn't being an armchair quarterback. It
really?
Was just frustrating because Bama looked like they were an NFL team and Notre Dame looked like they
back
were...
up. Who?
Alabama.
Bama. Alabama.
Crimson
like
Tide.
Bambi. You mean Roll Bambi. Tide. It's a Disney movie.
Crimson Tide.
It's a deer.
Alabama.
Bama.
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 The number two looked like an NFL team. They looked bigger. They looked faster. They looked better. And Notre Dame looked like a high school team.
Okay. I remember in high school.
Awful.
Okay. I remember in high school, we had like a pretty decent team. I went to Moriarty. And and the people we had
so
to play.
So for Moriarty standards, we were pretty good.
Okay.
Okay.
And so they beat a lot of people. But when Grants came in, they were like babies compared to them. The people at Grants are just so much bigger and faster and better.
Because they have nothing better to do than hit the gym. I don't know.
I'm just saying. No, they're even taller. How do you get taller?
I don't know.
Okay.
Static.
Roll Tide.
Oh, boo. Boo.
What just happened?
She said Roll Tide. That's Bama. That Alabama. Bama. That's what they say.
Roll Tide.
Hey, Southeastern Conference rules.
You know what? This is why it sucks. Because the SEC is like made of superhumans. And for some reason, because that conference just strives so hard to always be better than everybody, everybody else just, I don't know. I don't know what's going to happen. I don't like the SEC. It's almost like...
I love the SEC. I'm from the SEC.
I'm sorry.
I can tell.
It's like this. The SEC is almost too good to be NCAA. That needs to just become its own, like, league.
I can't talk about sports.
I was miserable.
I
was miserable last night. I was absolutely miserable. Yeah. Congratulations.
Congratulations. Sorry for your loss.
Thank you.
Manti Te'o will be drafted very early, hopefully, and none of this will matter because he's an incredible defensive back. Yeah. Okay.
All I know about football is that the Super Bowl is about to happen. All I know.
Thank you for the call.
Isn't it like February 3rd this year?
It's in February.
I think it's the 3rd.
Beyonce.
I think
doing
it's the
halftime show.
Dude. Okay, did you see her at the billboards? I'm watching the halftime show.
Hey,
she is amazing.
Okay, I'm sorry.
She's an amazing performer.
Did I see her at the billboards?
Well, the billboard awards.
I think I've seen her on a billboard.
Okay, no! Billboard awards.
No.
She, man.
Do I look like the type
when
of
she
person?
Performed, when she performed Girls, oh, man.
I
that
like
was
how
a
you
performance.
Started doing that?
The Beyonce?
Is that the Beyonce?
Yeah.
That's what she does?
You know who does a perfect Beyonce? Celeste. I'll have to, she won't show you, but she does. She won't show you.
Wow. Static.
What's up?
What up?
Are we still talking about football? Because I was totally talking about Beyonce.
No, dude, I got a van, guys.
Okay. Uh-oh.
Okay, so my mom's here, right?
Oh, that's
you should get
right.
that dump button ready.
Okay, so since she's been here, we've been home as well every morning, right? Like, so she hasn't been at my house by herself.
So your mom's staying at your house?
Living, yeah, not just staying.
She didn't take over, but my son, who's 14, is like, dude, she could have my room. So we have an air mattress in the living room for him for now.
Wow, that's so nice.
So yeah. And he's real cool with it and everything. He didn't complain not once. But so yesterday, me and my wife get off almost around the same time. She's there probably about 30 minutes before me. So I get home and I know my mom, okay? So I know she went out and bought like cleaning supplies and two of everything. And
wait, are you complaining about this?
No, but listen to this. So then when I get there, it's like, hey, what's going on? And I got to go make a set of keys for her. And then she starts, and I'm listening, right? She's talking to my wife and she's showing my wife how to clean.
Oh, that would stress me out.
No, and my wife gives me that look, right? Like, really? Like, dude, I mean, we've been here for 6 years. My house, she's a great cleaner. She, every day when she gets home, she just does her little thing, right? So my mom buys a mop, and we don't use mops. I hate mops. Yeah, I hate this. They look like just a wig. I don't use, we use the Swiffer wet jet, and then, like, if we need to get the corners, you know, we get on our hands and knees, and we scrub it. So then my wife's like, you need to get rid of that mop, Adrian. And I'm like, I'm not telling my mom. So then she buys, like, the bathroom is rearranged. Oh, my wife almost flipped her lid. You know, stuff is getting rearranged in the house, and I knew it. And my wife called me this morning. She says, babe, I couldn't sleep last night. I have so much anxiety. And I'm like, honey, it's okay. We'll get through it. Let's just, first we got, you know, let's talk. We'll talk to her and we'll let her know. And then, she, you know what she gives me, too? I mean, I love my mom to death, and if you're listening, Mom, you're the best ever. But she's all, oh, I got something for you guys. I brought something for you guys. And she brought us an organizer to when we pay our bills. Like, she's all, here, you write it down here, and she's showing us how to pay our bills. And I'm like, Mom, I love you. I said, we don't know. I said, we pay our bills fine. We have our chaotic, you know, we might not do it, like, super organized, but we get it done.
Right.
You know?
Right.
And we're all at the kitchen table, and dude, it's going to be tough, guys.
Here's the deal, bro. Let me encourage you. Let me encourage you.
Yeah.
These are what moms are supposed to do.
It's true.
But here's the thing. Okay. Like, I show love and affection to my wife by giving her kisses and hugs, right? Because I love my wife, and that's how I show my affection, because I'm like a really touchy-feely affectionate dude, right? My wife shows affection in return by, like, she cleans up, and the house is always awesome, and she cooks and stuff, and that's, like, the way that she shows love is by doing those things. What sucks is I don't care about those things. I could starve as long as she's, like, you know, giving me attention. But I've learned that that's how my wife shows love. So what you need to learn and realize is that is how your mom shows love. All she's trying to do right now.
She's just being motherly.
She's just being motherly. And she's like, hey, I see something. So, hey, maybe if I just do this, it will help them. And this is how I could show them love, by helping them organize or by helping them clean or by doing my part. Because maybe she's feeling like, hey, I just moved out here. I'm intruding, and I'm never going to say I'm intruding, but I feel like I'm intruding. So what can I do to help them back since they are allowing me to stay here?
And she thinks she's helping out.
You got
See me, you know what I'm saying? Like me, it wouldn't bother me as much, but when my wife gives me the look.
Yeah. Oh. No, I know.
You know, and I feel like she's like almost trying to, dude, me and my wife are the same. I'm the same as you, Steve-O. I hug, I kiss, I'm very affectionate.
Yeah.
And she just kind of looks at me. So when we're going making keys, you know, she kind of snapped a little bit. She's all, you know what, Adrian? Okay, we just gotta take a deep. And me, I don't want to be like, dude, that's my mom. That's my mom.
Right,
leave her
exactly.
alone and let her do her thing. Because if I tell my wife that, she's gonna be like, well, hey, you know, this is my house. We built it. You know, we got our own ways of doing things. I don't want to argue with her about my mom. You know what I mean?
Right.
I don't want to avoid it, but I just don't want to. I don't want to bicker about it.
Right.
So to me, it's not a big deal. But when I see my wife and I see her, like, she called me this morning saying, honey, I hardly got any sleep. I just got so much anxiety. And plus, she brought a chihuahua, and it pooped all in the living room last night.
No!
Dude, it's starting to smell like dogs.
Here's what you need to do then. What you need to do is send an email to MTV, because this sounds like it's going to be a great reality TV show.
But okay, can I say something about the whole organizing thing?
Yes.
I suck at organizing, but here's the thing. Whenever I walk into my mom's house or even my mother-in-law's house, I instantly feel at home, because the way they organize, the way they get things just done, it makes it feel so homey and like they've lived there, even if they've only lived there for 2 weeks.
Homey?
Home-ey.
Like,
not
what up?
Like, what's up? No, homey. Comfy.
Okay.
And I just, I love that so much. So if my mother-in-law or my mom would come over to my house and organize, I would love that.
Yeah, my mother-in-law helped us organize our garage, and it was the best thing that ever happened.
See?
Well, that's different. But
she doesn't live there.
She doesn't live there.
And
she can't.
Yeah, the best part was when she left. So, because she left, because she has her own
perfect garage.
And I was like, dude, my garage is great, and my mother-in-law left.
Right.
So,
you know, what you said earlier about, you know, that's her way of showing affection and love. Man, I'm going to pass that on to my wife.
There you go. Because, yeah. Yeah, and then maybe that'll help you and your wife, because I'll tell you what, man, when it comes to those relationships, I always have to pick my wife, and I always will pick my wife. That's my wife.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? No doubt about it. I live in the same bed with her.
Right. Exactly.
Wait, always?
Exactly.
Always.
Oh, there it is. Oh, we love you,
cool
boy.
I appreciate that, man. You guys are the best.
Yeah, man. Well, have a better day.
Don't be afraid to call in some more.
Yeah, I know. You got to call us up.
I will, dude. I'll call every event, believe me.
All right,
okay, good. Thank you.
All right.
Love you guys.
All right, love you too, bro.
Well, this we can call this Sessions with Pool Boy.
There you go. I like it. Stever.
Steve-O is not a licensed therapist, and everything he says should be taken with a grain of salt.
True story.
Ding. Ah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. You know what? I do have some facts about something.
I think he read the five love languages.
There you go. Who, me?
Yeah.
I read the insert.
With the love languages yeah, are, I was but like, not
oh, this is
about
what
them.
It's about. Cool. I don't need to read that book.
You just read, no, you didn't even read the insert. You just read like the bolded parts.
Somebody told me about the book and I was like, oh, that sounds
that's
good.
That's totally me.
That's good. I like that. Thanks for helping me not have to read. Static.
Hi. First, I am so wake and a pray for that poor man. And I am so wake and a pray for his wife.
Yep.
You guys, you know, I had my mother-in-law lived with me for this like 45 days. I call it the month of hell. It was literally the month of hell. The woman was a nasty, disgusting slob. I wanted, and my poor husband, he tried everything from me. I told him, dude, either you chasing that woman or I'm moving out, dude. I'm out of here because I am not living with that.
I want to cry right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, this is the best. Wow.
Oh, it's
amazing.
Oh,
she was horrible, and then she's got a mouth, and the woman drinks beer. I'm like, you know, you need a wide-end loader to haul that woman in, okay?
Oh, man!
My God.
Oh, she's horrid. She's evil. I don't know. You know, and I even prayed for her. I was like, oh, maybe if I cast Satan out of her, you know, and I'm like trying to lay hands on her behind her back, you know, praying, okay, you know,
she
Father God, you know, pull these demons out of this woman.
Wow.
Get her out of my house. Oh, I'm going to pray for them. I'll pray.
Unreal. Thank you for the call. My problems don't seem so bad.
I love that she followed that up with, but I pray for her.
Yeah. Coming back, it's New Music Tuesday. We've got a lot of great stuff to get to. And
not as great as that.
Wow.
But
that was
you can stop listening now.
For real. Mark your calendars. February 12th, Lobo Theater, a benefit concert for Static Radio. We broke.
It's true.
We need some funds. And we thought, hey, what can we do? Let's call our friends and bands who are awesome, and let's throw a benefit show.
Yeah, and so we're going to do that.
Yeah. Coming up February 12th, Spoken and the Red Jumpsuit Apparatus. Details right here, actually. Steve-O Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio.
Time for New Music Tuesday.
You need to listen to this.
Good morning.
802. Oh, this music's so inspiring.
Time for New Music Tuesday. Well, it should be. It's Space Hog.
I know. Ready?
No.
Oh, no, it's not. Never mind. I quit.
Good.
Ah. New Music Tuesday. Bum, bum, I'm excited.
Bum, 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 bum.
Okay. Super lame.
Why?
Right here. Good job. It is New Music Tuesday.
Yeah, we got a lot of new music to get to. It is your chance to vote on what we play. Dig it or bear it, that's what we call it. And you tell us, should we keep these songs? Do we throw them in a deep, dark pit of despair?
That's mean. You really want to do that?
Kind of.
Fine. We will.
We've got a... Wow, we've got a lot. I left one of them in the other room.
It's okay. It's okay.
I'm going to go get it.
No!
I'll be right back.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah, you talk.
Okay.
You got this, bro.
Okay. You better hurry. It is New Music Tuesday. We have a lot. Let's see. How many songs? One, two. Oh, he's got it. Good. You got it. Three, four. Live radio.
Yeah.
You just leave. You can't do that.
Sorry, bro. It's hard.
Six.
I have to do this all on my own now. So.
Oh, my gosh.
Anyways.
Such a complainer.
I am. Local artist. The real Matt Jones.
That was him.
Static Radio, good morning.
Hey.
New Music Tuesday, and tell us what you think. Dude, that was done here in Albuquerque.
That was.
All right. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio.
Do you have any comments that you want to read? No?
I got one that says, dude needs a new engineer. That's it.
Okay.
That's good constructive feedback. I hear what they're saying.
Yes.
You know.
Phoebe says, good stuff, but not for static. Bill agrees, it's okay, not for static. David says, Barry. TJ says, it feels like a little 90s boy band K-Love-ish to me. Otherwise,
boy band? Really?
Like, was it like the reverb or like the kind of echo on his voice?
Maybe.
Steven says, Barry.
I got another comment that says, bury this one and let K and KT dig it up.
Right?
That's kind of true. It does have that like super chill vibe. Yeah. All right.
It was pretty chill.
So keeping it going with the local artist vibe, we got three different local artists today to get to.
JD says the same thing.
Oh, really?
I'll let it pass on to the sister station.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah, it wasn't bad.
No, it wasn't.
It's not necessarily the vibe of Static.
There you go.
So who knows? I don't know. I will say this, though. You can't ever start it off by comparing your stuff to Peter Gabriel.
Okay.
He's one of the like the top five greatest artists of all time.
You've been really hung up on this.
I am, dude. I love Peter Gabriel. He's brilliant. I understand like maybe like the toms and like the maybe a little of the programming or something.
It's just kinda, some influence.
Yeah. I don't know.
I'm sorry.
One of the greatest vocalists ever to walk
so,
the earth.
Okay. Okay.
Peter Gabriel.
So, okay.
These two I have not heard
okay.
in the slightest.
Oh, so we're going all local right now.
The next one is by an artist. I'm just going to say artist because I don't know if it's a band or if it's hip hop. I don't even know.
I'll look it up.
Calling Glory is the name of the band.
Calling Glory.
Or artist or hip hop group.
Whoa.
Or whatever.
Is that really them?
It's a local, I don't know. It's
do
what
they have
I got.
45,000 likes.
Wow. Okay. Check it out. Yeah, I say local, but these were submissions that I got through Locals Rule. And so I think one of them's from Tennessee. One of them's from like...
Oh, okay. So
you know
it's local
I mean?
To wherever they are.
Local to wherever they are. But we got it sent to us through that, not like through an actual record label or through,
it was
you know...
from them.
It was from the band directly to here. So the band is Calling Glory. The song is Teach Me to Love.
Okay.
Are we ready?
I'm ready.
Dig it or bury it, facebook.com/mystaticradio. Steve on Mitch.
In the morning.
Static. Breakdown! Okay, I can't. I'm sorry. I can't. I'm sorry.
You are such...
I am sure it's sweet, it's positive, and encouraging.
It is.
It's not Static. Can I just stop? Because what if somebody's tuning in for the first time and they're like, oh. Yeah.
What if someone's tuning in for the first time and they're like, oh, this is just like Caleb, except it's not Caleb.
I feel like this is why we're supposed to listen to them before we play them.
See, this is your fault.
No, the point is to have an unbiased... look at a song, and that's why we do New Music Tuesday, and there it is.
Okay, so here's some listener feedback.
Okay.
It said, more syrup? No.
What?
Meaning, I don't know what that means.
I don't
know,
yeah.
I
exactly.
tried to.
More syrup.
I get what he means. I get what he means, but I feel like I can't put it into words what he means.
Well, he did. More syrup. I have no idea what that means, Bill. But I love you, bro.
TG says Matthew West much?
Oh, don't do that to Matthew West. Come on, bro.
But it's so true.
Really?
Yeah. Benny says he says I dig it.
Nice.
Brian says it's positive and encouraging.
Thank you, Brian.
Georgia says dig it.
Uh-huh.
But that's why we're here. To show you better options.
It was nice. It was sweet.
It
My
was,
mom
was loved.
My mom was like, yeah.
Hands in the
PTL!
Air.
PT
capital L.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, look
Sorry,
more.
Sorry, guys.
Alan likes it. Thebes says, yeah, repeats too much. Nice message, but not for Static. Man, Thebes is so encouraging today.
What?
It's the music
what
we're playing.
What is happening?
JD says, dig. Steven says, made my foot tap, but that won't save it for me. Barry.
Yeah, it was just too, I don't know.
Syrupy?
Yes. Thank you, Bill Peterson. Too That's syrupy.
Syrupy.
Just so much syrup in there. Yeah.
There's Buddy, the elf wouldn't mind.
It needed more jam and less syrup. None jam.
I see.
Yeah,
see this is all making sense now.
I'm trying to figure out all the food things that he was doing with that.
Where was the meat?
The meat comes after this song because after this song we've got...
We don't know. We don't know. Maybe there is meat in this song.
We've got four songs that I'm really happy to get to. Mm. But before we do, we've got one more local.
That we just don't know about.
This one actually comes to us by way of Nashville.
Okay.
Like the last one.
Obviously.
This one came through a guy who said, hey, man, I was given
is it
your
Matt?
Information. Okay. And hey, man. Yeah, they're called The Follow Through, is the band. We've actually played one of their songs before.
Yeah, I remember.
And it did not do so well. But they said, hey, but we love you guys, and this is a different kind of song, and we get it. And the other one was very Creed-like, and they said, no, what's going on? What's your vibe? And we said, well, we're more indie, you know, kind of folky, different. And they said, oh, man, we got just the jam. So I haven't heard this one, but they said this... with Static Radio.
Okay.
Yeah.
I guess we're about to find out.
Song's called Forgotten and Forgiven. It's the follow-through. Dig it or bury it. Please feel free to say how
whatever
the song makes
you want.
Feel. Because, yeah, they were listening last time. And, you know, the last song didn't do well.
Mm.
So they said, okay, now we get your vibe. We've listened to Static. This one's definitely more you guys.
I just have a question about this.
Right.
Why are they changing the way they sound for us?
Are they? I don't know.
I
haven't heard this yet, so.
Okay, but I guess we're about to find out.
The follow-through is the band Forgotten and Forgiven. Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio. This song still has 2 minutes.
It's time.
Here. I can't. I just can't. I'm sorry. I can't do it.
Whoa, it took a turn.
It did. It did.
Oh, wait, no. This is the same song.
Yeah,
oh, wait, no.
Hold on. Sorry.
Hello, my friend. I'm here again.
Okay. I can't do it anymore.
You know what?
I'm sorry. Either I'm in a really bad mood or so far, not so much.
Okay. Here's the thing.
I mean,
I have an
whatever
answer.
You guys say.
Yeah. Both for you.
Okay.
You're in a really bad mood.
I am.
You're in a really junky mood.
I am, and I apologize.
And, well, never mind. I can't give my opinion. Let's see what the listeners say. Go ahead and read Brian's.
Yeah. Can you take me higher? Do I paint me?
I don't know the words. He only put the first line.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thebe says, it's not bad, but I fell asleep. And then Thebe says, he follows it up with, oh, wait.
Is it okay that I'm like frustrated? Because when I got this, it was like, dude, you know what, man? We've been listening to Static, and this really fits Static. This is definitely your guys' vibe.
You know what they thought it was?
If that's our vibe, I want to punch myself in the face.
If that's our vibe, I apologize to everyone.
I'm really sorry. I will try harder. We will do better in 2013.
Hey, you're not supposed to be giving your
opinion. Too late. I will make it my goal that in 2013, people don't think that is Static's vibe.
Is it because there's like a girl vocalist for 4 seconds in there and it's a little bit more chill?
Yeah, where did that come from?
I know.
Did you notice that?
Yeah, I was like, oh, hey
there's a girl
vocalist
doing
some oohs and ahs. And
she was driving by. She was driving by singing in her car as they were recording.
Yeah.
Hey, that sounded good.
That
sounded good.
Let's just keep that. That was
good. I really don't want to re-record. Ryan says, no, not Static at all. Get Scott Stapp off the radio.
Okay.
Sounds good.
Can do.
Alan says, I don't know what they were listening to, but it's so not Static Radio. Where's my shovel so we can beat this thing before burying it? Jed says, did they really change? Bill says, it's making me sad and angry.
I feel like we have to redeem the day.
I think it's possible.
Okay.
I think it's possible. And hold on, I have more. Kelson says, really, really bad.
Okay, good. I'm so glad that everybody's commenting.
I was worried. Benny says, I was thinking this needs a girl backup singer. Then, bam! she came in.
It's true, but she, like, walked in and then walked off set.
Yeah. But hold on. You can't say that. We didn't listen to the rest of the song.
That's true. There's still 2 minutes.
I know. I was really worried that you're going to play that whole thing. Next.
New Music Tuesday. It's Steve-O and Mitch hanging out with you. Good morning.
Hey.
We've got some good music to get to now.
Okay.
Not to say that everything else was bad. The
Wait,
Real Matt
you
Jones,
starting?
You know what? Real Matt Jones was good.
Yes.
It just wasn't Static's vibe.
And the last one,
I was encouraged
like, hey,
by that local artist. Like, hey, that's good. It's not necessarily our vibe, but that's good.
Yeah.
And then the second one was like, oh, cool. That's the song that they play at church in between services. That's cool, too.
You get paid for that, too.
Right.
It's cool.
It's a good vibe. And then this last one, I was like, dude, 1999 just called, and they're pissed.
Oh, so true. Okay, next.
Can we get to New Music Tuesday for real?
Yes.
I hate to say for real, but we've got some new music to get to, and we start off with a band you may not have ever heard of. I'm not going to say who it is. This is a solo project. Yep, that's it.
Okay.
This is a solo project by a good friend.
Mm.
And that's all I'm going to say. The song is called Please Take Me Home. Dig it or bury it. Tell us what you think. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static. Please take me home. Static Radio, good morning. It is New Music Tuesday. Tell us what you think. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio.
Tell us about the band.
Or 505-338-3700. What do we got? I don't want to say. I refuse to say because I feel like it'll sway people's opinions, and I want an honest...
Well, yeah. Right now, okay. Callie,
that's hilarious.
So far, Callie Dabb says, Strike 4, is there such a thing? Meaning, I think she didn't like it.
Right.
TG says, Petra, Reborn.
Wow.
Ouch.
That is amazing.
Did you really think it sounded like Petra?
I didn't pick that track. I feel like I want to go back and listen to the record and pick a track, but...
They sent you that?
Kind of.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hold on, there's more. JD says... I really dig it. It made up for the two of the other songs. let's this. Oh, yeah. That's it. So far.
Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. So Sins, actually, it has been... That music is a couple years old. It just was never released. I'm really, really, really excited that he's finally putting music out. That would be Joey Milligan, the guitar player for Amberlin.
Ah.
In his solo project, but he never wanted to put it out because Amberlin was always doing something, whether it was a tour or it was a new record, and he didn't want to distract from Amberlin, didn't want to put it out. Yeah.
But then Steven was like, I'm going to go do Anchor and Braille. And he was like, shoot, really?
No, that's not what happened.
It wasn't like a Beyonce.
No, it was just a creative outlet, and he started writing stuff like on the bus, and he's had this music and just kind of hanging out with it. And then finally said, you know what? I think I am going to release it. He didn't want to make a big deal of it. He didn't put it out there as far as like making it known that he was releasing music, but he's got a full length record. And, he just didn't want it to interfere with Amberlin because obviously that's his first love, but
so thoughtful.
Thought he would do something on the side, and there it is. Sins. You can check it out.
Alan says, I like it. James says, if this is a solo project, please play it low so I can't hear it. Kelson says,
get it? So low?
So
this is a solo project.
So low. Oh, I didn't get that. Low. I didn't read that right. Yeah. Kelson says, it's okay. Not great, but not bad.
Okay.
Brandon says, reminds me of a happier version of Senses Fail. And he says, dog, but I think he meant dig. Or God, and he's dyslexic. I don't know.
Yep, I don't know.
Thebe says, it's okay. That is all.
There we go.
And Brandon says, he corrected it.
I got to step up my game even further then.
Yeah. Ready?
Like people aren't enjoying
ready?
This yet. Yeah.
Okay, this one I'm biased. Go for it.
Should I not say who it is then?
Well, it's people. Okay.
People are going to know. Okay, New Music Tuesday. We got a brand new single from Red. The song is called Hold Me Now. And we listened to this one somewhat yesterday.
Yes, and okay, I'll give my opinions after.
Yeah, give your opinions after. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Brand new music from Red. The song is called Hold Me Now. Steve Owen Mitch.
In the morning.
Static. Red. Hold Me Now.
Did you do that?
New Music Tuesday.
Turn around.
Welcome. Steve Owen Mitch hanging out with you.
Hey.
Tell us what you think. Dig it or bury it. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Now you...
I am... Okay, can I just be honest?
We're both biased about the song because...
In different ways.
You, go ahead. Yeah.
I am not a Red fan.
You're not?
Like
at all?
Dislike Red.
Which I feel like I should have had Randy on the phone for this.
But can I say something?
Would have been hilarious. Huh.
I really like this song.
I know.
And I'm weirded out.
Crazy. Because you're not. You really are not. And then on the flip side of that, many, 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 many years ago now, Spoken came through town with this little nobody band who didn't even have a record
yet. Were they
yet.
The ones that played at the skate park? Not skate park, but out here, like for a skate event years
ago?
Yeah,
but that was already when they were kind of known.
Okay. Yeah, I remember seeing them being like, no.
They played at Grace Outreach Center.
Okay.
And it was Spoken and then this little opener band, Red, that nobody had ever heard of because they didn't even have they had a demo.
Yeah.
And so we heard the demo with a little song called Breathe Into Me and said, dude, this
that
is
song.
Huge.
I remember that
Can we
song.
Play this? Yeah, it's a demo. And so... We were the first station in the nation to ever
and
play
it really
Red.
Really caught on, and they blew up.
And became. You know, I love those guys.
See,
good friends.
So
and
now
so I'm biased the other way.
Yeah.
I'm always like, yeah,
but they're great guys.
But they're great, and I love them. And then I heard the song, and I'll be honest, as a Red quote unquote fan,
it wasn't big for you.
Well, no, this song was huge for me because it sounds a little different. To me,
okay.
All the other ones, it's kind of like Linkin Park.
Song,
you know what I mean? Everything starts to blend together, and I'm like,
So now there are a total of two Red songs that I really like. This one and Pieces, another
Which
one that's like
very similar.
Yes.
Static.
Comments.
Fine.
Callie Deb, she's biased. She says, always dig red. She said, but it is a little slow for them. That's what I like. Nathan says, dig, you should play more red from time to time. You could stand to lose a few rotations of two clever songs about ravens and foxes and gooseberry pies. What are you talking about, Nathan?
Nathan, I promise you that will happen in 2013.
No, it will not.
Yes, it will.
No.
That's weird.
That's so weird.
I'm pretty sure I'm in charge of
it. And I'm pretty sure I'm a girl, so I'm actually in charge.
Oh, wow.
I'm just saying.
Touche.
Right?
Yep.
Jesse says, dig, Doug. TJ says, I don't have anything funny to say here, so I suppose that's a dig.
Yeah.
Brandon says, nope. And they're brothers, and they had the opposite opinion every single time. Shay says, dig, but it's soft for red and rather positive and encouraging.
Oh, really? See?
Okay.
I thought it was good. I didn't feel the mainstream vibe there.
People stop calling and hanging up.
505-338-3700 or facebook.com/mystaticradio. We have two more tracks to get to, and I feel like I'm saving the best for last, but I don't want to ruin it. We got a new song. Yeah, I don't know. Okay. I've never heard this one.
Okay. Okay, I'm not saying anything.
Yeah, new single right now from Civil Twilight.
I've been trying to get this song on air ever since I got the record.
Yeah.
Just saying.
All right.
That's all I'm saying.
This was your pick.
Yep.
This was a Mitch pick.
It is. It's true.
So, Civil Twilight, if you hate it, blame her. If you dig it, I had something to do with it. I loaded it.
Yeah.
Actually, that's not even true.
You didn't. Someone else did. Oh, my gosh.
New Music Tuesday, Dig It or Bury It. Brand new music from Civil Twilight now from their Holy Weather record. Song's called River. Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static. Civil Twilight.
It's a big bummer that's over.
Song called River off their brand new Holy Weather record. Which came out last year.
Super brand new.
Came out in 2012.
Totally been listening to
it. It's been
a long time.
2013 for at least 8 days.
What, TJ? Thebes, come on. We just had a moment with Red. We all three of us just had a moment of agreement with Red. And now they're now
gone.
I'm angry.
Now it's gone.
I'm angry.
Sorry.
Weird, but I like it. Thebes says he likes it, so that's good.
All right.
And TJ says, I blame Michelle.
All right.
Well, Thebes just should really just like it altogether.
He's our thermostat or what?
Yes.
Oh, okay. 505-338-3700
or gauge.
facebook.com/mystaticradio. It is New Music Tuesday, and we want to know what you think of all the latest tracks that we are playing. We got a brand new single, like world premiere. I'm really excited. Releases today. We need to talk to Aaron
JD
about
knows
this.
About.
Yeah, JD. Yeah, I feel like we should have had Aaron on. I fail.
Don't you have his number?
Yeah, we should just call him right
now. Hey, you're on air.
Pretty sure he's already doing interviews
other
this
things, because
yeah,
it is Tuesday.
Like real interviews. I'm the worst at that. I am the worst. Civil Twilight, what do you think? Dig it or bury it, facebook.com/mystaticradio.
JD says, amazing, best track of the day thus far.
I was going to say, I don't know about that.
Thus far. But what if this new single totally sucks, which it doesn't because I've heard it.
Oh, okay. You ruin things.
I'm the ruiner of life.
You are.
That's me. Brian says, thank you. I feel better. Callie Debs says, not a fan. Sorry, Mitch. Wouldn't mind hearing it twice a year. Aww. And Jacqueline says, I'm really digging this. Yeah, I like this. Woot. I said everything. She has a lot of exclamation marks, so I had to
be excited.
Woot. Woot.
All right. Last new song of the day, and this one coming to you from the Almost.
Woo! Ding. Ah.
World premiere.
Well, on Static.
First time. It doesn't even... for radio, can I be honest?
Yeah.
Technically isn't supposed to release till Friday. True story.
But we can do whatever
like,
we want.
But why? It was released today as a song, so I want to play it today.
Okay.
Yeah, it releases for rock radio.
So Friday. Should I not
no,
tag
who cares?
Him?
Go okay. for it. Well, what are they going to do? Tell us not to play it?
Probably. They don't tell us what to do.
Do they know who we think we are?
Obviously
we
not.
We think we're Static Radio.
Obviously
and we're going to play
not.
It anyways. Brand new single from the Almost. Tell us what you think. Dig it or bury it. Facebook.com/mystaticradio. I got to be honest, I was a little nervous because, you know, under oath breaking up, I realized, you know, Aaron left the band and
also,
it's been some time since we've heard new stuff. We heard the Worship Project, which was good.
It was just fine.
It was just different.
Yeah.
It was different. So first time in a long time hearing something new from Aaron Gillespie. In the form of the Almost.
And you hear the name Aaron Gillespie and you think, high expectations.
Yeah, really high.
And
I love
so
that dude.
Really hoping he meets them.
Yeah, so brand new song. It's called Ghost. It's New Music Tuesday with the Almost Dig It or Bury It, Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. See you on Mitch.
In the morning.
Static.
There it is.
I'm like, why can I not hear me talking?
I could hear you talking. It was just weird.
I sounded like a ghost.
See what happens.
Yeah. Song's called Ghost. That would be the Almost. Static Radio, good morning.
It's over now.
And that's the way we end New Music Tuesday. Tell us what you think. Dig it or bury it. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. It's been a while since we've heard anything from Aaron Gillespie in the form of the Almost. So I've just been waiting and waiting and waiting to play that one.
Josh says, dig. Brandon says, yes. TJ says, this song would be a great background music to a drunken rage fest in which wooden furniture is thrown around Hulk style in a single wide trailer.
I can see it in my mind's eye.
In the theater of your mind?
In the theater of my mind, TJ. Brian, that just happened.
Yes. Brian says, my family gives it 22 thumbs up. Because there's nine. There's so many of them.
So Woo! Many. Good job, Lopez family. I love that guy. He's hilarious.
It's true. Steven says dig. Cole says dig. Thebe says, went and saw them at Jimmy Kimmel Live. What? Almost left because of his too deep V-neck and femininity. Femininity. The song is his redemption. Excellent. Dude, you can't diss on that ginger. That's my ginger.
Hey, that is my guy. I feel proud that I still can say I've never rocked a V-neck.
You haven't. But I'm not talking about. I'm not talking about Aaron. Can I talk about the first time I met Aaron?
Oh, man.
He didn't even say hi. He was just like. He just said, "I'm Aaron. Is that Birchwood? Is that what? Who made that?" And he starts talking about a candle holder that I have, and he goes on about Birchwood. Apparently, he is like a carpenter and really.
He's a man of many talents.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's all I have to say.
He's a good dude.
Dude.
I love him. I'm a fan.
He's so ADD.
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 D?
D.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Multiple Ds in there. Yeah. He's a good dude, though. I really like. He reminds me of Steven, though, in a sense that, like, you can't sit still. Has to do 1,000 things, and if he's sitting still for 8 seconds, then all of a sudden it's like, let's go paragliding.
I know.
Like,
okay. What? I remember when Steven was here, they had a list of things that they wanted to do while they're in Albuquerque. He accomplished them all. I was like,
all of them.
I haven't even been there.
Yeah,
I've lived here all my life, and I haven't been there.
Yeah, there's about 20 things on his list that I need to accomplish. Yeah. I've lived here most of my life.
The only thing I've done is gone to the zoo.
Yeah.
That was on that list.
He did way too much. So.
Ugh, made me
New Music
sick
Tuesday
and
comes
tired
to a close, and hope you enjoyed it.
Oh, everyone enjoyed the Almost.
Okay, good. There it is. We are done with that. Moving on, and in the 9 o'clock hour...
Dig, dig, dig.
Stuff.
A bunch of other stuff. Oh, yeah. Okay. Callie Depp says, redemption. I almost thought Red would take the whole cake. Thank you. Now that is more static like of you.
Wow.
She's just really thankful.
Yeah, that's good. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. If you aren't our friend, go like us, bro. Be our friend. I want to get to 5,000.
It's going to happen.
We're not at 5,000, but it's happening slowly.
It'll happen.
We are stuck at 4,366. So
stuck at. We just got a new like. We were at 4,365.
Whatever. Go like us. Be our friend. In the 9 o'clock hour, we're going to talk a little bit about Skyfall and the mistakes.
Mm.
Not the awards, not the accolades. I found a list of the biggest mistakes in movies in 2012.
Yep.
These drive me crazy. As a movie guy.
Once you notice them.
Yeah, it's like, hey, wait, where are his sunglasses? He was just wearing them. Oh, they're back on. Wait, what?
Yeah, I'm so
How do you miss that? We'll talk about that coming up in the 9 o'clock hour. Also, the aspirations of life for my 9-year-old. He told me his life goals last night.
That's
and
exciting.
So I feel like I need to now come up with some life goals because his were way bigger than mine. We'll talk about that as well. If you'd like to request something, Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio or, of course, 505-338-3700. Coming right back, we got some Rise Against, also Unifier and Hawk Boy on the way. Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio. Among Savages, New York City. Static Radio, good morning.
Good morning.
Steve-O and Mitch hanging out with you and joining us in studio right now. It's been some time. Pastor Scott Tom, Cross Christian Fellowship.
It's been 3 weeks, man.
I know.
I thought I'd pop in and say hi.
That's so nice. Thank you.
We weren't sure if you were going to be able, because we were trying to remember. Like, okay, wait.
I know the New Year's insane
for him. I don't know if he's going to get to. We still got stories for you in case, but
and
tell us about your weeks, man.
Yeah, well, great.
Yeah?
I got some time away.
And so, because it's been hectic, we've had two shepherd schools going side by side, training up guys. And then we had the first graduation of our shepherd school class. 18 guys graduated from the first class. Five of them are pastors now.
Wow.
They're pastors before the end of the shepherd school. That's They're already amazing. Pastoring, planted churches, and we're just a small church, man.
That's cool.
In town. So I'm so stoked on that. I was so elated. It was exuberant. And
you just said exuberant.
And elated. Yeah.
It's good.
And elated, yeah.
You're a wordsmith.
Yeah, you got to be a wordsmith. You know? Because that's my job.
Yes. Good job.
So, yeah.
Good job.
Are you guys mocking me?
No.
I'm kind of making
fun of
him right
now. I'm on Toy Story. Are you mocking me?
Nice.
No.
No, not mocking you.
You're just a stupid spaceman.
So, we're glad you're here.
Yeah, I had a good time. Missed you guys. Missed the...
Happy New Year.
Thanks. Happy New Year.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, yeah. But those were both on Tuesday, so...
Right.
Yeah.
Man, can you believe it's already been 2 weeks since Christmas?
Really? Yeah.
Well, today's Tuesday.
Three. It's been 3 weeks.
Has it?
This is the third week.
But last week, Tuesday.
Last week was New Year's and 2 weeks ago. Okay,
no,
right.
it's two weeks.
Whatever. Whatever.
Who is he? Correct me.
I'm a mathematician.
It's very
obviously
bad
not.
One.
So, yeah. So, welcome.
I've done very well in math, so it's 2 weeks.
That's good.
And I know, because...
So,
Well, actually, I'm not very good in math.
No?
No, because if I had a nickel for every time I flunked math, I'd probably have 23 cents by now.
Nickels are 5 cents. Right? Nickels are 5 cents. You can't get 23 cents. I get it.
Yeah.
Unless you cut the nickel kind of in half.
Oh, man.
Then it's worth 3 cents.
You just way over-evaluated his joke. Like, you just went way too far.
Too much.
Stop talking. Okay. So we've missed you. We're glad you're back. I'm glad you're hanging out with us this morning.
So what's up?
It's 2013, and you know, first of all, are you still on your diet? Because everybody has to start a diet in the new year, apparently.
I read this thing that back in the 80s, the diets were like, people who chose to have a diet were like 35% of all Americans.
Yeah.
And then it went down to like, I don't know, 28%, and now it's even lower. So people are just giving up.
Yeah, people don't care. I think
they're not even making a resolution.
I read that article actually, and I tended to agree with it because they were saying that people are caring less about their appearance,
mm-hmm.
and so it was a big, like in the '80s, it was this huge like fitness and big deal, and you had to look like this,
and they wore those dumb like almost bathing suits to work out and a belt. You're like, why are you wearing a belt? It's a bathing suit.
I have no idea. Yeah,
that was like the '20s or '40s where they.
I have no
that.
Idea.
A picture of the traveling circus strongman now in my mind.
Yeah, but you got what was her name? Olivia Newton-John?
Yeah.
She got like fitness on.
Oh, yeah. And you're talking about Jane Fonda.
Whatever.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Jane Fonda.
Yeah. Oh, workout tapes by Fonda.
Oh, yeah.
Right. Yeah. Yes. Okay. It's all coming together. Thank you, Sir Mix-a-Lot.
Mix-a-Lot.
So it's a new year and, you know, resolutions and all that fun stuff. Do you have anything for the new year?
Like I never do that.
Aspirations?
Never?
I never do that.
You don't want to reach for like a goal to attain?
Reach for the sky.
Yeah, I do, but I don't do it just because it's the new year. I set goals, you know, that are certain times of the year and just go for them. And if they happen to overlap, when I complete that goal, I set new goals. And so it's not just like,
that's called
so much at the time.
That's called being goal oriented.
I know. It's to a fault sometimes.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, I'll walk by people and not be pleasant. I mean, not be mean, but I don't like acknowledge them.
Right.
And it's a personality can get a lot done, but it's an introverted, goal oriented, and some parts of that I don't like because then people are like, Pastor didn't say hi to me. You know, he doesn't like me, and I'm like, oh man, that's my bad. You know, I need to stop and look at people and love on them more. And so maybe that should be my goal, huh?
Maybe.
I need to love on people more.
That means you're a winner.
I love you, brother.
You're a winner.
I love you, sister.
I was listening to this thing this week because, you know, national championship last night for college football and Nick Saban, coach for Alabama. Nobody likes him because he's a big old jerk. But they won. They destroyed Notre Dame. And this commentator was talking about winners or fun people like Rex Ryan for the Jets. They suck. They're terrible. But he's like a fun coach and he's happy. And so it's like either you're a clown and you're fun or you're an adult and you kind kind of nobody likes you, but you win. So Coach Belichick for the New England Patriots, everybody hates that guy, but he's a winner.
Yeah.
You know? Maybe you're just a winner. Everybody hates you, but you're a winner. Oh, I'm just kidding.
That's good.
Wow. That took a turn. That took a very fast turn.
That did.
I didn't expect it.
Oh, wow. Okay.
No, last night
Maybe then I could set my goal to a...
To be likable?
To win some
people
kind of
like
sports
you.
Championship.
There you
I don't
go.
Know.
I don't know.
Maybe that's wrong
you
calling.
You're already trying to achieve something. You're on the radio, so you know people go, hey, this guy's on the radio. He was funny. And then people will like you. So you're already like aspiring to that goal. You're already attaining that
okay.
goal. I have no goals.
So I have a split personality?
Goals.
Is that what you're saying?
I don't know.
Speaking of goals, can we talk about this? Your son.
Yeah, my son last night inspired me because we're watching the national championship game, college football, and... I'm just, you know, devastated, sitting on a couch crying because my team is getting manhandled. It was awful. But Jack, my 9-year-old, he decides, like, he's got goals. And so I'm like, oh, that's cute. You know, my 9-year-old, he's got little goals. And so then he starts telling me his goals. And his goals are, of course, to get through school. And then he wants to go to Notre Dame. He wants to play football for Notre Dame. And then he wants to be drafted into the NFL. But he only wants to play for 5 years because normally you get like a 5-year contract if you're a first rounder. So he wants to be a first rounder in the NFL draft. He wants to play in the NFL for 5 years. And then with the money that he's saving, because he's going to save his money, he's not going to spend it like most athletes. He wants to save all his money because then he wants to purchase a Krispy Kreme and then run a Krispy Kreme as retirement. 9 years old.
That's not a half bad.
I don't know where he came up with that, because that's definitely not me. So apparently that's Chrissy's half of him, because I was depressed for the rest of the night, because I'm like, I don't even know what I want to do tomorrow for the morning show. I have no clue.
What are you doing
my
for the
son
morning
just
show?
Planned his retirement. He's 9.
That's a pretty good retirement too.
Yeah. So he wants to buy, at first I was like, oh, that's cute. He wants to buy a donut. No, he wants to buy a Krispy Kreme like franchise.
Yeah.
And then run one, you know, as his retirement. So I apparently have to come up with goals. So you're a goal-oriented person.
Yeah.
I am absolutely not. How do I actually set goals for 2013 and then like make them
live
happen?
Them out?
Yeah, how do I attain those? What do I need to do? You're a goal-oriented guy. Help me out here.
Come on.
Oh man.
Don't give me goals. Don't tell me what to do.
You've got to pray and you got to see what talents and gifts God has given you. Natural talents and spiritual gifts. And then find
I talk a lot.
Yeah, you could talk a lot.
I think I'm hilarious.
this is the biggest problem.
I think you're pretty funny
myself.
No,
don't encourage him.
What
don't
else?
Encourage him.
What are my spiritual gifts? I'm an exhorter. I just constantly build people up.
Really?
Oh, constantly.
Is that what it is? All the time.
Or am I a prophet? Am I like Jonah? Repent, you suck. Am I really like that? Am I like that?
No, because in the end you're like, God, why? Why are you gonna save them? I don't want you to. You don't do that.
Okay, good. Okay.
That's not Jonah. That's
so I
gotta
see God, find out what my talents are, like natural and spiritual abilities.
Natural and spiritual, because usually he'll use both.
Okay.
To bring that out.
All right.
And then develop you towards something, and you need to ask him for that vision.
Okay.
You need to ask him for what you can do, and then what you can do for the kingdom, and pursue that. So there's natural talents and gifts that people can use. Give you an example. I was teaching this in our church of how God can use your natural talents and your spiritual gifts, and that don't think of ministry as just inside the church, as I could be an usher or watch the kids, you know, be in children's ministry or be in the worship team or sound team or whatever. And here she is going like, I don't really have any gifts. And I go, what do you do? What are you really good at? And she goes, well, I'm a nurse, and we do prenatal care, or care for these children that are born, you know, either early or have, you know, problems.
Right.
And I'm saying like, well, then that's part of your natural gift.
Okay.
I said, but I also noticed in this woman, I go, you really know how to train. You know how to communicate. You train other nurses, don't you? And she goes, yeah, when every new nurse comes on the thing, that's my responsibility, because everybody... And I said, voila, you have your gift.
Boom.
And she goes like, I don't know what you're talking about. I said, go pray about it, because I knew what God was showing. She came back and she goes, that is my gift. She started a ministry where these babies that are born addicted to heroin and on crack.
Wow.
You know, that go through withdrawals.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
She started a program where she would train women to come in and hold them and feed them and you know, give them, sing worship songs to them and stuff like that.
Yeah.
When they were going through that. Because otherwise, you just, they weren't enough nurses that you just leave them in the crib and the babies are shaking and going through these withdrawals, you know. And so she didn't have the gift of naming ministries, though. She called it the cuddling ministry.
So, got to get someone else for that.
But she started this whole program and she got certified in order to train other women. And it took off here in Albuquerque, and then she had to move to Texas, and then she started again in Texas.
That's cool.
That is cool. What's cool about that is that you told her a gift, and she accepted it, because I think as humans, we're like, are you sure that's it? I don't think so. And then it takes us a while to really accept a gift that God has given us as a God-given gift, not something you have to work towards.
But we also, I think sometimes I'm on like the practical, like pragmatic, like, I don't know. No, and it's not any of that. It's just cynical. I'm on the cynical end, though, where if a human tells me what my gift is, I'm cynical and like, I don't know.
Are you sure you're just not able to take a compliment?
No. Okay. No, I'm not. I'm never. Because, I don't know. For me, if it's not coming from God, then... Because sometimes you got to be careful. Sometimes somebody will have a need in their ministry, like, you would be perfect for this.
Yeah.
Hey, and then you have to learn. You should take over children's ministries
really
forever.
It's really hard to say no.
And then you want to say yes because you're like, oh, maybe this is what God has for me. And then you're there, you know, didn't pray about it. And you're there because like a pastor or somebody in leadership said, this is what you should do. And then you're like miserable.
Okay.
And then you walk away and then you don't want to help out at church because, you know what I mean?
Burnt out,
so
the whole.
I think there's wisdom with praying and
that's why I sent her off to pray. I actually didn't give her ministry. I said, those are your talents and it's your spiritual gift. Go pray about it. And she came back saying, I think God has given me that. Put those things together. And
that's
so
cool.
We had to, I see that happen quite a bit when you sit down and talk with people and they get these ministries that are outside of normal ministry that are very cool, man.
Dude, I already feel like after talking to you over the last 10 minutes that I've got a pretty good understanding and idea of what I'm supposed to do in 2013. I really do. You guys always think I'm joking, so you guys just kind of stop.
No, I think you're serious. I was waiting.
Oh, okay. No,
I'm serious.
I speak.
We both know.
I talk a lot, right? I'm really good. I'm pretty eloquent with words at times.
Uh-huh.
I also... I have a love. God has placed within me a natural ability to love Twinkies, right? Love Twinkies. And I love speaking. I'm going to be an advocate to bring back the Twinkie.
You know what? I think that's good.
That will change lives.
What are you going to call them? Because you have to have a specific name.
I just saw a light above your head.
Yeah.
A halo. I think that was inspired.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm going to call my ministry... Twin King of Kings.
King of Kings.
My ministry is not naming ministries. That's not my ability.
Maybe it's like Twinkles is like the star in the east.
Right, yes. Twinkles? No, but it's Twinkies.
Like I know, but you know what? Just go with it, okay?
Twinkies to
Your
the kingdom.
Your name sucks just
Twin
as much.
Twinkies to the kingdom. There you go.
Twinkies to the kingdom?
Twinkies to the kingdom. Twinkies to the kingdom. Because we're handing out keys
to the kingdom
of Twinkies. That's the worst idea ever. I'm thinking maybe not. I'm going to reevaluate that and I'll come back.
Okay.
I'll figure it out. Coming up, I want to talk seriously. Maybe.
I don't know if I can. I don't think you can.
Yes. Another petition to the White House to classify one group as a hate group. Let's see. Mm. We'll talk about that coming up. Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio. House of Heroes. Remember the Empire. Static Radio. Good morning. Steve-O and Mitch hanging out with you. Or at least Steve-O is.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Well.
You were in the other room.
I was talking.
Joining us in studio, Pastor Scott Thom of Cross Christian Fellowship. More on his ministry at crossfellowship.org. Good morning.
Good morning.
Welcome to the show.
Hey.
I'm glad you're back.
Me too.
Yeah,
I'm glad you're back.
It's always fun. We always have good conversations going.
And we're about to have another one.
Yes, we are. This actually happened a couple of weeks ago, but... You know, with the Christmas season and all that going on, we haven't had a chance to really talk about this. But I wanted to talk about this because when I printed the article and I started reading it, I was like, yeah. And then the more I thought about it, I was like, wait.
No.
And so I really just wanted to to discuss this. More than 475,000 people, and that was it's up to about 500,000, I believe, at this point, have signed a petition for the White House, and there have been many a petitions of late, like Texas wanting to secede from the Union, lots of interesting ones. But this one really stood out because almost 500,000 people have signed this one, asking the White House to basically crack down on the Westboro Baptist Church, which is, if you don't know, a, what would you classify them, a cult? A, I don't even
church.
Know.
Angry Christians, but I don't know if their doctrine is far enough to be a cult, though.
Okay.
Would you classify them as a as Christians?
I don't know. Sam Swan from Baptist Convention of New Mexico, he joins us on Fridays, and he makes it absolutely clear every time they're even mentioned that they have no affiliation with the Baptist Church.
Because they're called Westboro Baptist Church.
Westboro Baptist Church, yeah. They hold anti-gay demonstrations at funerals. They recently threatened to picket in Newtown, Connecticut. They had released a statement after the massacre at the elementary school that was God. They were thankful that God was exacting his judgment
upon the school.
Upon the school. And I mean, I just...
really disheartening.
So many words I want to say, but I know that I'd get fined. But anyways, this petition is asking the White House to label them a hate group. There are five petitions posted on the White House website since the shootings asking the government to name this church based out of Topeka, Kansas, as a hate group, or basically to end their tax-exempt status, take away some of their rights as a quote-unquote religious group. The requests were among the most popular to the White House of any petition. According to the Southern Poverty Law Center Civil Rights Organization, they've called the church arguably the most obnoxious and rabid hate group in America because of the anti-gay signs its members have carried at military funerals. The protests reflect their view that God is punishing America for tolerance of gays and lesbians. We've had many conversations about them on the air because it seems like whenever you don't want Christianity, quote unquote, to be in the media, they're the ones that are slinging it the worst. And that's usually what is in the media and portrayed these days as quote unquote Christian. And so this, I'll say it quote unquote again, the church has successfully defended its right to free speech in courts. But now this petition is asking the White House to label them as a hate group, to remove their tax exempt.
This is a coordinated monthly test of the broadcast stations in our area. Equipment that can quickly warn you during emergencies is being tested. If this had been an actual emergency, such as flash flood, fire, or tornado, official messages would have followed this alert tone. This station serves your local area. This concludes this test of the emergency alert system.
I could say a lot more. That's all I'm really going to say right now. But, yeah.
And my initial reaction when I first saw this headline was like, fist pump, yeah! And
finally!
It's about dang time!
Shut these idiots up!
And then I thought about it a little bit more and I got a little scared.
Yeah, do we really want the White House to have the authority to tell any church group that they are not allowed to do what they do? I don't know. What are your thoughts? Pastor?
Yeah. Are we back on the air?
Yeah, sorry.
Wow. Yeah, it's very scary. The church is scary, but the repercussions of their hate is scary as well, because now we're looking at a backlash that could affect all churches.
Right.
And this is something actually, and we talked about a little bit off the air, that was prophetic by C.S. Lewis. He's got a book, God in the Dock, really talking about justice and punishment and the right view, a biblical view of that. And we've moved from a biblical view of a penal sense of justice, of the penal code being that when you commit a crime, you are responsible for that crime and should make reparations for it. You should pay back. And if it's something like you took a life, then you give a life type of thing. where they've moved to, you know, this kind of remedial view that is that it that crime is more a sickness and it needs to be treated, including treatment is locked up.
Mm-hmm.
So now if and we've kind of picked into that throughout the United States that certain crimes are not a injury against a person, but is a disease within the person who committed the crime.
Right.
Now, how do we treat that? And, you know, part of that is we can lock them up and then we treat them with drugs and we do other things and we keep them locked up till they're cured, which we've seen in California when they've done this and put it under studies that when they put them in there to be locked up till they're cured, they stand 2 to 3 times longer than the other group that has the penal group view of that it is, you know, a crime and you pay your debt to society, then you're out.
Yeah.
They're sitting there trying to keep you in there till they think you're cured or satisfied of their cure. Once this viewpoint gets set, C.S. Lewis was talking about all they need to do is label Christianity a hate crime.
Right.
And then you can take punitive measures against churches and leaders, including jail time. Now, they've already moved that direction in Canada.
Right.
In Canada, you cannot speak out publicly outside of your church against homosexuality. If you do it on the air, then you could be locked up.
Yeah.
They've done it in Australia and several other European countries. So if people get behind this and this goes to the place of, yeah, that's a hate crime, then what stops it there? Against homosexuals, right. Again, you preach against fornication, you preach against adultery, you preach against, you know, any
puppies.
Anything, literally.
Seriously, I mean, yeah. No, you're right.
So it would basically be like the state church of China, who just has these positive messages and, you know, kind of community messages, and then that's it. And it's really no Christ, no pick up your cross, no, you know, sanctification. You can't preach on sanctification because you might offend somebody and that would be a hate crime. So this is scary. This is very scary if this picks up steam. But we've seen this move in society. It's the same move that they call, you know, churches intolerant. And
Yeah. We
can't put up with that in America. Well, isn't that intolerant?
Right. I mean,
so the same viewpoint that's coming down the pike. So C.S. Lewis, God in the Dock, it's a good book to read and understand.
If you're just joining us, Pastor Scott Thom of Cross Christian Fellowship, and we're talking about this petition that more than 475,000 people have signed asking the White House to label the Westboro Baptist Church as a hate group. The White House hasn't responded to the petition. They haven't read. They didn't even respond to a request for a comment on this, whether they would even respond to the petition. They haven't said anything, but their policy normally is 25,000. If we get 25,000 people, mm-hmm. we'll look at the petition.
Consider.
And this one, you know, almost 500,000 people have signed this petition. And yeah, when I first read it, it was like, good. These guys are idiots.
Yeah.
I hate them. I would label them as hate. And I hate that word. And I hate them. I just don't like their actions and I don't like their words. And I don't like that they use Jesus Christ to spout their hatred.
Right.
It's disgusting. I'm not a fan. However, as you've been saying, you know, it's scary if we're getting to this place where a bunch of people who don't like something you say can then take it to the government. And then the government in turn can label you as a hate group, take away your privileges, take away your rights as a church.
It's a big step.
It's a scary step.
Yeah.
Because then anything that's controversial, anything that offends or hurts a person can be labeled a hate crime. And the only people who are going to benefit from that are the people who control the laws. So
yeah.
Atheists who are just as hateful and call Christian names, call Jesus names, other things, you know, would not feel the repercussions because, you know, of the people in control. And so it becomes a big brother society. Now, we need to defend the right of people, including cults, to say the truth. And I think we, as Christians, actually can flourish in societies like that we have in the United States, because once you have freedom of discussion, freedom of speech, mm-hmm. and in the market of ideas, we win because we have truth. Because we can walk in there and actually win hearts and minds of people with good arguments. And right now we're in society where people want questions. And this is why this Westboro Baptist Church, why it bothers me so much, because the church does have answers. But now people are skeptical mm-hmm. of the church because of the bad press that these guys who misrepresent God are putting out there.
Right.
And oh my gosh. So, but we have to defend the right for people to say that. Otherwise, we lose the right altogether.
505-338-3700 is the phone number if you'd like to chime in. Is this one of those moments where I had plenty of friends, and I'm not saying one way or the other. This isn't Obama's fault. It wouldn't be Mitt Romney's fault, you know. But I had plenty of friends, Christians, who said, I serve one king. Jesus is my king. I'm not going to vote. I don't need to get involved in the political process in my nation. And didn't. And I know I have plenty of friends who didn't vote one way or the other. I'm not saying if you had voted for, you know, right. Mitt, if you had voted for Obama, it does, that's not what I'm saying. But what I am saying is I know plenty of friends who are Christians who say they don't need to get involved in the political process of this nation because, you know, the only king they serve is Jesus. And where theologically that is correct to a point, isn't this one of those examples of, hey, we do need to be involved in the political process of our nation, because if we don't care, then these are the type of things that can happen. We can lose our right as Christians to speak truth into this nation because the government that we don't care about is going to impose laws that we will care about.
Yeah, here's the argument for that we should be involved. We're called, James talks about that, he who does not do good to him, it is sin.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So if you know to do good and you don't do it and it's sin, then obviously we shouldn't be sinning. So right. Voting is good. And yeah. If we say, no, it's not, well, you're not compelled to. You know, they don't tell you to do it. But that's not the point.
Yeah.
Jesus was talking about if they come up and bid you to carry the equipment a mile, go to.
Yeah.
Right? And so what does that mean? What he's saying is they don't have to bid you to do something good. It should be something you do.
Right.
And you should go above and beyond what government asked you to do. And so if we know to do good and voting is good, even though they don't ask or compel it to do that, we should be doing it for the glory of God. We should be making wise decisions and vote in such a way that will help the kingdom of God. We have an ability to do that. And so we should vote for to protect children, the lives of unborn children. We should vote to make sure that Christians can still have a voice and evangelize. And so if you serve God and God says, go make disciples, and you don't vote and that ability is taken away because it comes to hate crime, then we didn't do the greater good.
Yeah.
And so, you know, I've had this, you know, discussion on the air and No Other Doctrine and with people, and it's like, you know, well, it gets so myopic, like we're only serving Jesus. Well, you serve Jesus in so many different ways, and there's so many different obligations that we can have to serve him, and that's one of the ways. And no, it's not compelled by government, but the Bible's pretty, you know, clear in its principles.
Yeah.
And so if we're asked to go a mile and Jesus says, why don't you go two? Because it's the right thing to do, it's the loving thing to do, then although you're not, the government says vote, but we're not going to force you to, why don't you do that and go the next mile, do the most loving thing?
Yeah.
It's just the natural process.
Right on.
You know, as a Christian.
Very cool.
All right. If you would like information on Cross Fellowship, you can find that at Facebook, facebook.com/mystaticradio. I can't believe we're already out of show.
That was
but
a fast
that's okay.
hour.
That's good.
Yes.
I like that.
Mm-hmm.
So you're going to be hanging out with us again?
I am.
Okay, good.
As much as possible.
Good. If you enjoy these conversations, make sure you check out our sister station, 107.1 KNKT, where you have a show called No Other Doctrine.
And Cross Point.
Nope, Cross. What's it called?
Cross Point. So yeah. Forget.
And Cross.
I'm like, I really hope you're about to correct me.
No, Saturday mornings, 9 o'clock, other doctor, and I answer Bible questions like this for that full hour.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking of doing fireside chats at our church where we invite people in and show training videos like either on parenting or maybe apologetics, and then just taking questions from the audience.
I like that.
Is your gift naming ministries? Fireside chats? I like that.
No. I think I'm stealing from FDR. I think he did that or something.
Awesome.
Right?
Amazing.
But, yeah. Fireside chat, you know?
All good.
But I'm praying about that. Because
that's a really good idea.
Yeah.
I think that would be cool. Because it's kind of like having church, but you get to ask the pastor in the middle of the sermon.
Right.
Oh, I got a question.
Right.
You know, and it's like, okay, we're going to stop for this question. And I think it might be beneficial. I don't know. I'm praying about it.
That's cool.
So it's in the planning process.
Yeah. It's kind of like the outline of your show. I mean, you go through, you discuss things, and then as phone calls come in, you answer the questions.
Yeah.
There you go.
Fresh. All right.
Watch them.
You can check out all the details at facebook.com/mystaticradio. We posted a link, and we out.
That's right.
Tomorrow, way too early. Wednesday, we'll also have Teresa from the Albuquerque Rescue Mission joining us. And stuff.
More.
We have tons of stuff to give away.
It's true.
We need to jump into that prize closet and start giving stuff away.
Okay.
All right, cool. We'll do that. So. And we'll see you again next week.
Next week.
All right, there it is. All the details, facebook.com/mystaticradio. While you're there, click on the link for the Red Jumpsuit Apparatus. That's right. They're coming, along with Spoken, a huge concert. It is a benefit fundraiser for Static Radio. All the details at our Facebook page. Or you can just buy tickets now, mystaticradio.com. Yeah.
So.
Which is awesome.
Yeah.
This show will sell out, I promise you. Tickets are only $15, and 100% of the proceeds benefit Static Radio.
That's right.
Red Jumpsuit Apparatus and Spoken. Get your tickets now at mystaticradio.com. Coming right back, we got some Caleb for you. Steve on Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio.
Peace.